Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
An update to an earlier story, a plan by the Dunleavy administration to close six DMV offices, mostly in smaller rural towns, is meeting bipartisan skepticism in the Alaska State Legislature. The proposal that was unveiled in mid-December would close offices in Homer, Tok, Eagle River, Haines, Delta Junction, and Valdez. In order to save $500,000 a year in operational costs, the state would encourage a private company to open a business partner office as part of a public-private partnership, according to Department of Administration Commissioner Kelly Chewbacca, who spoke with lawmakers earlier this week. Local residents would have to use online services or be required to pay any fee charged by that person in office, which can't perform all the actions in a regular DMV offices. As an example, Alaskans age 68 and older must renew their driver's licenses in person. Alaskans getting a driver's license for the first time or those obtaining a real ID license also must visit an office in person. District 31 Representative Sarah Vance spoke on the decision.
Originally, I was thinking that this would be an easy budget decision because it aligns with my principles of capitalism, of reducing the budget. If the private sector can do something better than the state, I think we should do that. It would provide more jobs, stimulate the economy. However, this has a direct impact on our rural communities that isn't as simple as dollar and cents. So I feel that the current mood is to not support this budget proposal at this time, because many of us are looking that this is affecting our seniors, lower income, you know, in a different way that is much more than what the initial savings could result in. So I'm erring on the side of caution right now about this proposal.
The state has allowed private companies to offer DMV services since the 1980s. Until now, most of those private offices have opened in places like Anchorage, Juneau, Fairbanks, Wasilla, and Soldotna, which already have DMV offices nearby. Starting April 1st, the U.S. Coast Guard will begin implementing a law passed by Congress requiring operators of recreational vessels less than 26 feet in length to use an engine cutoff switch and associated link. The Coast Guard says each year they get reports of recreational vessel operators who fall off or are suddenly and unexpectedly thrown out of their boat and are hurt or even killed. According to a press release, the Coast Guard says during these incidents, the boat continues to operate with no one in control of the vessel, leaving the operator stranded in the water as the boat continues on course or the boat begins to circle the person in the water, eventually striking them, often with a propeller. According to data from a 2019 Coast Guard report, 11 people were killed in 8 deadly crashes, while 7 were hurt in 3 crashes in Alaska. The report also states 3 crashes involved property damage that racked up over $60,000. The Coast Guard encourages the public to visit their website for additional information on the new requirement and other safety regulations and recommendations.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.